Lorraine Mendez with the GIS Evening News for Monday, March 19. Coming up, over 100 persons taken into custody during first 24 hours of enhanced security measures in St. Catherine. Business hours adjusted in St. Catherine North Police Division and greater social inclusion for persons with disabilities. The news in detail after the break.
The Petroleum Corporation of Jamaica's oil and gas exploration program, which started in 2014, is now at an advanced stage. Tullow Oil will conduct the first ever 3D seismic survey of Jamaica's south coast in March 2018 to identify potential oil and gas reservoirs. The survey will have minimal impact on the marine environment, as marine mammal observers will be on board the vessel, and they have the authority to stop the survey if they believe there's any risk to marine life. For more information, visit the PCJ's website at pcj.com.
Now the news. Approximately 123 persons, including three wanted men, were taken into custody for processing during the first 24 hours of enhanced security measures in the St. Catherine North Police Division. Up to Monday afternoon, 27 remained in custody, while the other 96 were processed and released. Four members of the Montego Bay-based G-City Gang were also picked up during the operations on Sunday, March 18. Of the 27 persons in custody, three are wanted for several offenses, including simple larceny, shooting with intent, unlawful wounding, and assault. Another three men were arrested for breaches of the Firearms Act following the seizure of a Glock pistol with a magazine containing 10 rounds along the Bernard Lodge Main Road on Sunday. Two others were arrested for breaches of the Dangerous Drugs Act. Members of the security forces continue their operations across the parish and are appealing to anyone with information on gang activities, wanted persons, and any illegal activities to call, text, or send information via WhatsApp to 837-8888. In the meantime, the security forces are appealing to relatives of individuals detained in security operations in St. Catherine to cooperate with them as they seek to process detainees with the utmost efficiency. Persons who have been detained are expected to be processed within the first 24 hours of the operation, and those who the police have no further interest in will be released. Relatives of persons who are not released may take items of clothing and toiletries for them at the Tamarind Farm Adult Correctional Facility, where all detainees will be held. Additionally, persons residing in or visiting St. Catherine are being advised to always have a valid form of identification or ID and expect delays as a result of vehicular checkpoints set up in the operational areas. Persons who do not have to conduct business within Spanish Town during peak hours are being encouraged to use alternative routes. The Police High Command has announced changes to the closing hours of businesses in the St. Catherine North Police Division, which includes Spanish Town, Linstead, and Bog Walk. The closing hours are as follows. Community recreational areas, 6 p.m. Cookshops, supermarkets, groceries, haberdasheries, pharmacies, and churches, 7 p.m. Bars, 9 p.m. Gas stations, 10 p.m. And clubs and fast food outlets, 10 p.m. Members of the public are being urged to adhere to these conditions to avoid being prosecuted for violations. In the meantime, the specified boundaries within enhanced operational activities are north from the intersection of the St. Anne, Clarendon and St. Catherine Parish boundaries towards Garfield Road, the Manigue leg of the North-South Highway and Guy's Hill Square. East along the St. Catherine Parish boundary to Sligoville, the intersection of Highway 2000, Lakespen Road, Port Henderson Road, Salt Pond Road and Hill Run Main Road. South from the Heartland Main Road to the Hill Run Main Road and west along the parish boundary to Ginger Ridge, Blue Hole, Marley Hill and Dover Road to the intersection of the PJ Patterson Highway and the Heartland Main Road. And Minister of Culture, Gender, Entertainment and Sport Olivia Grange says the government is committed to ensuring that all persons with disabilities are able to participate in the sports and creative industries. Minister Grange says plans are in place to remove barriers preventing the disabled community from accessing essential services, which will empower them to contribute further to Jamaica's economic development.
Moving forward, we must ensure that members of the disabled community are able to participate in the cultural and creative industries and to reap the economic benefits from this creation.
The minister was addressing a regional disability studies conference at the University of the West Indies regional headquarters in St. Andrew recently. She also lauded the disabled community for its contributions to Jamaica's various cultural industries. That was the GIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.